kissing that you can think of, or making love like kissing.
Spooning, that's right. I don't know anymore.
Okay, and what about a serious way or a joking way of saying she rejected him? How he proposed to her?
And turned him down, or threw him over, or not that I use all these now, but I'm giving you some that I've heard.
Yes, that's right.
He got left out or something like that.
Guilty
was a good one.
And if they make a permanent arrangement, we say they are going to get
married.
Any other joking ways of saying married?
Hooked.
Ever heard jump the broom?
Yes, jump the broom. And
I didn't know that. The man who is a sort of assistant to the groom at the wedding is called
the best man,
and the girl who does the same service for the bride,
maid of honor,
and a noisy burlesque serenade after a wedding that they used to have, I think, a matter of going to the couple's home and rattling pans or making noise.
Well, they still do that when the couple's trying to get off on a honeymoon, but that's old enough to where when they didn't go on honeymoon, yes. That sounds like that.
Well, do you remember a word for that?
No, I don't.
They give here a shivery.
I never heard that.
And if you're telling someone about something that happened, something that's interesting, you might say, well, when I was in Atlanta, I saw such and such. How would you say that? The other day?
I was in Atlanta and saw this happen.
Right. Would you ever say up in or up to?
Yes. When it's north of here, we do say we go up to Atlanta. We go down. Then if I know what it is.
And if you're talking about someone who perhaps is staying with your friends, the Browns, mm-hmm. He lives
north of town.
Oh, all right, but I want you to put at the end of it, at the Browns. How would you say that?
Well, that's what I said. Over at is all right too, huh? He's visiting over at the Browns.
And to mean all of a certain group of people, and maybe it's a certain group that you're not particularly fond of, and you might say, well, the whole
gang or group.
We're there. And if you... the term for a party where they dance is a...
Yeah. Could be a soiree or a dance is what...
The kids who come in from college might say, well, I stayed up last night because I went to
a dance.
And any old words that you recall
for that? Well, we used to square dance around here.
And how do you tell the time that school ends? You say, well, here school
closes
at
such and such a time.
All right. Any other way of saying
that? School is out.
And to ask at what time.